This episode is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. Have the best summer ever with Rad Power Bikes, North America's largest e-bike brand. Whether you're taking the kids swimming, grabbing brunch with friends, or heading to the beach, pack in more fun in the sun with a Rad electric bike. Order now and get up to $700 off. Rad will even cover the shipping. Shop limited time deals at radpowerbikes.com.
Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday. All sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
Today's show is sponsored by Halfway There, the service that dresses your home or apartment with the correct books, Blu-rays, and LPs to make it look like you actually have taste. Do you need to have read or heard or watched any of them? No. Halfway There provides brief descriptions about each product so it actually sounds like you have decent taste. Halfway There, because merely owning the right things should be enough. Let's start the show. Everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends. Each episode of this podcast is an episode of Friends, and my name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of Meet My Friends, the Friends, and now, without further ado, we are going to go, man, this theme is so long. We're going to go meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, so let's go do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends. It's been a while, but we are back, and we have an exciting show for you today. We are deep into Season 3. It's Season 3, Episode 20, and this episode is called The One with the Dollhouse, and this was written by Will Calhoun and directed by Terry Hughes, and it aired on April 10th, 1997, and I should say, I am joined by my producer. You're back in the producer chair. We have Pat with us. How are you, Pat?
That's in honor of my fourth return. That was the Friends clap, which is a clap of four. Hello. Okay. And it's great to be back, Tom.
Thank you for coming back. We've had some bumps in the road. I guess it's a understatement of the year, huh?
And as the Friends say, you know, sometimes it's like we're stuck in second gear.
That's right. That's from the theme of Friends.
But we're not anymore.
No.
We're in third gear.
We're okay. Well, we're in third gear. Great.
We're cruising along into one of the best seasons of Friends, the end of this season.
Yeah, yes, season three. Big season for Friends, season three. Now, I should just say, to give some context to time and whatnot, is that you had been working with former producer on this show, Jason.
Yes, had been working.
Uh-huh. In Los Angeles.
Yes, some time has passed. I'm happy to report that relationship and that job is over and has ended. And I'm back on my feet working with you in the good old state of New Jersey, on the correct coast, the right coast. And I'm just glad to just wipe my hands of that city and that space and that toxicity.
Sure, know? Sure. Yeah. And you're just back? Everything's
yeah,
cool?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Things got so weird with Jason, who I still am really worried about, but
he's been working with this guy, Don Strong.
He was a maniacal.
And podcast producer.
Yeah, who's very toxic, and he's just very, what's the word? I don't know. I just think he gives, what's that guy who everybody hates out there? You know, not New Line Cinema. The guy, oh man,
Well, it'll come to you at some point.
But yeah.
He's
as bad as that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's sure. He's Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. He's actually from New York, though. So that's actually not the
it's not accurate.
Greatest. No, okay. That one doesn't track as much. But there is plenty of trash out there too. And
I walked away from it. Okay, I got out. I just decided to physically walk out, and I got out of there.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're out, and you're
I'm safe.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
Nothing was working there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't have a place to live anymore. The place I was living wasn't great. It was like a hotel named after a dog, and I couldn't get on anything else. Mm-hmm. I tried. You tried to get me in the door at Hollywood Handbook. That didn't.
No, they didn't want anything to do with you.
You would. I was happy when you called and you said,
"I think
I'm going to try to get you to be a fly on the wall for my episode." And then
I think it's the stink of the stink of this Don Strong.
Don Strong. Yeah. Well,
and you're clear. You're clear. You're out. Because it seems like this guy has his tentacles.
You keep saying that.
Look. He was literally
I walked away.
Shocking Jason.
I know.
When
and that's
he
why
would
I
flub a word.
I tried to tell Jason to do the same. He refused.
Okay. Well,
and I walked out. I just kind of wiped my hands of it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Clean break.
Okay. This episode, again, is called The One with the Dollhouse. And the plot of it is Ross and Monica's Aunt Sylvia passes away and leaves a beautiful dollhouse to Monica. Monica invites Phoebe to play with it, but doesn't like Phoebe's ideas for playing with the dollhouse. Phoebe goes and makes her own fun, kind of crazy dollhouse, but it catches fire. Joey yearns for Kate, his co-star in the play he's in, but since he can't have her, he goes out with her understudy. Things get kind of hot between Joey and Kate during a rehearsal, they end up sleeping together, but it means a lot more to Joey than it does to Kate. And meanwhile, Rachel sets Chandler up on a date with her boss, and the boss likes Chandler, but Chandler thinks that Rachel's boss is a big dull dud, as he says. And Chandler keeps saying, I'll call you, and even when he doesn't mean it, it's like a tick he has, and it keeps making a mess for Rachel. And this episode, I should say today's episode, before we get into what I think of the episode, today's episode is sponsored by Halfway There. Are you tired of feeling like you're woefully underqualified when it comes to knowing about the good stuff, when it comes to films, books, and music? Does it bum you out when your friends discuss a Fassbinder movie and you're only qualified to talk about The Fast and the Furious? Well, that's where Halfway There comes in. Halfway There is a service that will stock your home or apartment with carefully curated books, LPs, and Blu-rays. They'll strike the right balance between homework brainiac stuff that nobody actually likes and the playfully ironic. But don't worry. They'll tell you how to explain to your friends that you actually, quote-unquote, get mass culture product like mid-period Adam Sandler movies on a level that makes you seem smarter than everyone. Whoa, you're halfway there with Halfway There, and if you get the reference in that, you really need Halfway There because you're familiar with Bon Jovi songs. Their slogan is actually, because merely owning the right things should be enough. Halfway There.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Five. Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday, all sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
Sounds like a fun service. So my notes on this episode, I guess I'd say Phoebe is nice in this one. She has her dollhouse. Monica's kind of mean and annoying. Chandler seems off with all the I'll call you stuff is kind of annoying. Joey's story is kind of sweet in a way to see him care for somebody more than they care about him. Not wildly interesting, though, in the scheme of things. I guess we can go to the different segments for this one. You have any thoughts, Pat? Anything?
Yeah, well, you know, this is kind of almost middle of the year 1997. This is kind of a year when pop culture broke, you know. You had a lot coming in, a lot going out. You had the airwaves all over the place. It was fun. Things were poppy. It was fun. Friends was no different. So you had it's kind of like peak Friends this season. And this episode, the one with the dollhouse, it's not necessarily the best episode of this season, wouldn't you say? It's just kind of like a middle of the road episode. But, you know, I think in the arc of season three beginning to end, you see this one as kind of like, where would it be without it? You know, it's a piece of the puzzle. And I think things like the cranky old bitch, you know, line and things like, you know, the inappropriate toys and with the dollhouse, the ghost handkerchief. There's a lot of fun jokes in this. It's kind of like people love the look back stuff. They love Chandler on video. They love, you know, in season two, I believe it was.
Do you have a lot more of this?
I'm sorry?
Is this? Can you kind of wind? We got to get to these segments for the thing.
No, I know, but you threw it to me, and I thought when you asked me back that you wanted this dynamic back. You wanted someone who knew Friends.
You know, you're 100% right with that. I mean, perhaps, maybe I think I might want...
How long were you in L.A.?
Two and a half, 3 weeks, something like that.
Okay, because I kept thinking we were going to meet, and then...
It's a very busy stretch.
No, I respect that.
It was a very busy stretch.
You know, I was really...
I also am trying to stay away. There's bad energy off of Jason, and I looked at you as being a part of that. To be honest, I kind of lumped you in with him.
That's fair, but that's why when I got this call... Mm-hmm. And I'd already gotten a flight home.
Well, I'm glad we're where we're at now.
Yeah,
that's what I'll say.
Too.
I'll take
me
it.
Me too.
Look, it's clear we're getting our feet under us in terms of the rhythm of the thing. That maybe we need to get the balance right in terms of how much we each talk and
okay.
Listen.
Note taken. I'll just wrap it up by saying people love a glimpse into the past. They love a look back. Mm-hmm. They love. You know, I mentioned the video episode that wasn't a part of the season, but is huge in Friendsdom. And the dollhouse is kind of, I think, the writers and the producers saying, let's go back to that. People like it. People respond to it. In this episode, maybe it didn't work as well. But will we see it again in the series? 100%.
Yeah.
Tom?
Great. So let's do the Friends first for this one.
Friends first.
Friends first. This is the first appearance of Allison LaPlaca as Joanna, who's Rachel's current boss. That's kind of a fun thing. Friends fact. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Congrats on getting those sounds back.
Yeah, thank you. It's good. They're back. They make sense.
Things are back to normal.
Getting back to normal, yes.
We're getting back.
When it's time to play at the dollhouse, Phoebe brings a giant dog to the dollhouse, and not the band, a giant dog. I don't know, maybe that's where they got the name, is from Friends. I don't know, that's something we could maybe that's something you could find out, Pat.
I'll look into it. It'd be great to have him in for a live session. We could incorporate some music, you know?
Maybe, yeah, we can.
What if they played? What if a giant dog plays the Friends theme, the Rembrandts?
You know, let's see. Let's see. I'm open to all suggestions. So
I'm on it.
She brings a giant dog in, and just that dog had been in Joey and Chandler's apartment through seasons one and two, decorated over by the on the shelf by the kitchen counter. So that's a fun little detail. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
So Joey is saying to Kate, the woman he's interested in, his co-star in the play, about the director. The guy's like a cartoon. What do you see in him anyway? And then Kate says, he happens to be brilliant, which is more than I can say for that sweater you're dating. And Joey goes, hey, I'm not interested in her sweater. It's underneath. It's what's underneath her sweater that counts. Yeah.
It's even funny just you describing it.
Thank you. Yeah. Rank the episode. Yeah, 7.5, 7.5 out of 10 for this one. 7.5 friends out of a possible 10 friends. And then rank the friends, Phoebe, Joey, Rachel, Ross, Chandler, and Monica.
You know, there's actually a goof on this one. There's a couple of errors. At the beginning, when Ross announces Aunt Sylvia's death, mm-hmm. Monica shouts out, yes, and stands up. But then the camera angle changes, mm-hmm. and she stands up again. So Monica stands up twice. So you... Okay.
Hey, everybody. So thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We'll be back with more episodes, and we will be getting our legs under us, and it's only going to get great from here. Greater. Going to get better. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Pat for being on the show.
It's always great to
and
be
yeah,
here.
Let's just... We'll
We're finding a groove, right?
Yeah, we'll just chalk this one up.
Yeah.
You know, they all can't be winners.